You are listening to Water Online Radio. Coming to you live from Boston, Massachusetts and ACE 2014, uniting the world of water. This broadcast is brought to you by Water Online Radio, the voice of the water resource and recovery industry, and WaterOnline.com, enabling water and wastewater professionals to make informed decisions. Water Online, now that's clear. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Todd Youngblood.
This is Todd and Todd live from Beantown. Good morning and welcome to Water Online Radio's live day three coverage from ACE 14. Youngblood, year three of ACE. Great event. This year has just been better than last. This has been a great show.
Yeah, and I think it's just going to keep going upward. And we even had a guest that sprinted across the entire
floor
to get here.
He ran across the greater Boston Metro to get here.
How cool is that?
Yeah, I had to do something that was close to a marathon.
Well, you are Boston strong.
That's right. That's right. Thank you.
We're joined by Bernie Beamster, the president of ASA Analytics. Welcome back, Bernie.
Thank you. You know what? This is my third visit.
It's always the highlight of our show, let me tell you.
Right. Bernie, yeah, I feel like we're old friends. We had to be talking about family and stuff.
We are old friends. And remind me, I have a gift for you after the show that you'll appreciate. So, Bernie, before we get into our conversation, do remind the audience about ASA Analytics. What do you do? How do you serve your market?
Well, we make online analytical instruments. So unlike some companies that are in the analytical space, we don't necessarily do test kits or lab equipment. We specialize in process monitoring and process control for water and wastewater.
Okay, on the one hand, Bernie, it seems like a pretty straightforward thing, what kind of monitoring equipment I need. It's not straightforward.
No, of course not.
Talk us through a little bit the process of figuring out what my requirements are for a complete system.
Well, we generally start when we go into a plant of asking the plant manager to talk about the plant. What kind of processes are they operating? What are their issues? What sort of control points do they have? And then we go from there. Most of the time, the equipment that we supply is connected in some way to the process. So we're detecting some measured condition, and then the plant is using that information to open or close a valve, or to feed a chemical, or to initiate a process, or to end a process, that sort of thing.
Now, you just said, what control points do they have? How about what control points should they have?
Well, that's a real open question. It depends upon what they're operating at the plant and what we call unit operations are. Most of what we get involved with has to do with the chemical feed points within the plant. Let's take just a conventional water plant that may be feeding chemicals for precipitation of solids, for coagulation control, for disinfection. Those might be the natural points that we're looking at.
Bernie, people hate change, right?
You know, yep.
When you're talking about switching out the analytical equipment, staff that's been operating for a certain way for a long, long time, they're anxious about that change. How do you convince a utility that it's time to modernize and upgrade?
Well, sometimes they're driven into it by regulations, by having to meet a higher standard of treatment, by having to do more with the same equipment that they have at the plant. So they have to operate a little differently, more efficiently, in order to get more out of what they have at the plant. Sometimes they're being forced into it by circumstances. But other times, there's usually someone at the plant that's more comfortable with technology than their peers are, and they can really see the advantages of automating a process that had previously been semi-automated or manual in nature. There's usually huge gains in efficiency and gains in economics once a process is automated.
Well, speaking about economics, I would think that would maybe a driver quite often is that, look, I got to do more with less. I don't have any money. You know, how do I do it? I mean, are there economic pressures that are forcing people?
Oh, absolutely. One of our biggest applications is what's called chloramination. That's where chlorine and ammonia are used for disinfection. That process can get out of control in the distribution system. It's really a shame these days, especially in areas where they have water shortages, that if the chemistry gets out of control, they have to do a lot of flushing. They have to flush out the system. They have to superchlorinate. That wastes a lot of water. Where, if they had automated their process, monitored their chemistry more carefully, the process wouldn't have gone out of control, and they wouldn't have had to take those drastic consequences of flushing or superchlorinating.
What are some of the chemicals and metals that you're starting to see water professionals pay more and more attention to, and why?
Well, I can kind of divide the market into water and wastewater, but we're talking about water here, so I'll try and confine myself to those applications. Obviously, disinfection chemistry is the biggie for us, and the subset of that is, as I mentioned before, chloramination. So we're pretty much expert in chloramination process monitoring and control, both at the plant and out in the distribution system. So that addition of chlorine and ammonia is a key parameter or key parameters for our technology. One of the new products that we've introduced at the show are specialty analyzers, what we call mini analyzers, for monochloramine and for free ammonia. Those are two parameters that are absolutely critical for monitoring out in the distribution system. The utility operators need to be assured that the good chemistry that they've created in the water at the plant continues to hold throughout the distribution system. The chlorine fraction can be consumed. That leaves the ammonia fraction behind, and that can nitrify unless the chlorine is boosted at certain points in the system. Our equipment helps monitor the need for that and then helps control the addition of those chemicals to boost.
Bernie, it's one thing to collect data. It's another one to analyze it, and a lot of your equipment is doing that analysis automatically. It's yet another thing to be able to look at the analysis and draw additional insight from it, to have the knowledge to really see what's coming, to predict things. How are you helping folks get enough knowledge and training to take advantage of the data that you are providing?
Well, the outputs from our system are often connected directly to a PLC or to the SCADA system within the plant. And an algorithm is created that helps alarm set points, that helps regulate the feed of the chemicals, that helps control the process. So it becomes something that's still under control of the operator. The operator can still see that going on their screens, get immediate information, get real-time information from the system. But the decisions, at least within a certain band, are made automatically by the control algorithms.
All right. If you're just joining us, we're speaking with Bernie Beamster of ASA. Bernie, you're exhibiting here at ACE 14.
Yes, we are.
You mentioned the mini analyzers that you're showcasing here. What else are you shining a light on at this great event?
Well, we've got a variety of mini analyzers. As you know from some of our past discussions, our main products have been what we call cabinet analyzers. So flow-through systems that are multi-parameter in their analysis capability, and a multi-sample line in their monitoring capability. But over the years, we've been migrating more and more towards the what we call the ChemScan Mini platform, which are individual, single-parameter, single-sample point analyzers. So within the last few years, we've introduced Mini Orthophosphorus to regulate phosphorus removal in wastewater and phosphorus addition in water. That sounds counterintuitive, but it is what's done. Last year, we introduced a mini manganese. We have mini iron coming right behind that, so iron and manganese analysis mainly for groundwater applications. And then this year, the mini monochloramine and the mini free ammonia.
What's on the minds of the folks walking into your booth? What are they worried about? What are they asking about?
They're mainly worried about new regulations, higher levels of treatment being required, new parameters being regulated, better ways of doing things, tighter budgets, staff turnover. We've got a whole generation of operators that are my age.
I feel your pain.
That are on the verge of retirement, okay, and there's another generation coming behind. That's good and bad. The experience factor is being lost as my generation retires. On the other hand, the younger generation is more open to new technology and to automation and to other ways of approaching the plant operating problem.
Bernie, you're a veteran of this show. When we talk again, say at ACE 15 or ACE 16, what will we be talking about? Where, as far as ASA goes, and what are some other cool trends that you think will be important in the next couple of years?
Well, I see the automation trend continuing. I see a lot of new products coming out. I see a lot of new parameters being monitored. I see, for example, online BOD analysis, online organics analysis, online microbiological without any reagents or dyes or any intermediate to direct analysis of those conditions. Those are all emerging technologies, and I think we're going to see more and more of that as time goes by.
All right. Bernie, I hate to say it, but we are about out of time. Before we let you go, how can people learn more about ASA Analytics?
Well, I'd say come to booth 2170 or go to asaanalytics.com or chemscan.com and find out more.
All right. Bernie Beamster, the president of ASA Analytics. Bernie, as always, great to see you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us.
Thank you, Todd and Todd.
Our pleasure.
Our pleasure. All right. Well, that wraps this broadcast. On behalf of all of us at Water Online, this is Todd and Todd. Water Online Radio's live coverage from ACE 14. We'll be right back.